Who wins the AI race out of the Magnificent Seven?
We're going to talk about it, but NVIDIA announced something.
One. Yeah, well, I mean, technically Google's number one right now.
But you mentioned, because you had checked Google one time and like it gave you the wrong answer.
Right, yeah.
But I think Google has a better method of like correcting it faster.
Mm-hmm.
I think OpenAI is number one, or what is it called? The one for
ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT. I think ChatGPT right now is number one, but I think Google will eventually overtake that. Mm-hmm. And I think Google will stay on top, even with NVIDIA releasing their stuff. I think Google will stay number one.
I think Google will rise to the top.
To the top.
Tippy top. Facebook, no. Apple, no. But they're using...
Because Facebook, right now, it's the only version of AI I know for Facebook is the, like, all the meta AI stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know it's a mix of, like, the AI that we know with everything else, but I don't know. I feel like Facebook could be closer to, like, a sleeper one where you don't see, you don't notice them as much, and all of a sudden they just, like, bam, come out of nowhere, dude.
People have no idea, like, what's coming, dude. Like,
so I watched a TikTok where some guy was at CES 2026, and the guy's like, dude, everything's AI. Like, everything has a title of AI in it. Like, it is literally, well, he says AI bubble, but it's because he feels like it's there at CES. Like, everything is AI.
Mm-hmm.
They mention, everything is mentioning AI. So if everyone is going into this really hard, it means something. Like, it's not just a bubble, you know? I mean, it could be, I guess, but...
What's crazy is... So Palantir stock has done extremely well.
Yeah.
This is a defense company.
That's dude, going into
the
AI
shit
too.
That they do... I mean, the shit that they're gonna do is crazy. Like, dude, like... So they have this, like, test where it's like a big area, and they shoot a gun, and they have these microphones, and with the use of AI, they could pinpoint where that gunshot came from. That is fucking crazy, dude.
The thing is, okay, so it's a specific test. So they have like the microphones there, like all set up. But how far is that range? Like they can't do a battlefield and set up these microphones. Like you know, right now it's not realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, eventually it's scary. In the future, like eventually in the future, you can have like a AI robot run out into the battlefield. You know, set itself up as one of the microphones and another one, and now you have in the middle of a battlefield set up, and then you...
No one's made this movie yet, but there's going to be a movie where a guy gets framed for murder, and it's because, like, some guy made, like, a deep fake video, and the smoking gun's on his hand.
That movie is probably already in the works and is going to be released this year. I can tell that much right now.
Yeah.
Tell you much right now.
It's a scary time. I just want a self-driving car so I could sleep.
Just wait for NVIDIA. What was the name? Let me pull up my notes.
Alpha Mayo. Weird name, but not weirder than the other name.
We'll talk about it, though. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
Where's my money?
Tracks. No, with... Daniel as well. So this week we have, so this is the new year. Happy New Year, guys. This year we have some news about a K-pop group, New Jeans. We have a leak on the PS5. We'll talk about that. FaZe Clan breaking up. And then NVIDIA. They had a, keynote for CES?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. So first, let's start with what we did this last 2 weeks. What did I do? I watched Marty Supreme. And have you seen Uncut Gems?
I have not.
So Uncut Gems is both Safdie brothers making the movie.
Trax is in Uncut Gems.
And then Marty Supreme is one of the Safdie brothers doing it. I believe the other brother did Smashing Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Smashing Machine did not do so well. And then people started saying, like, oh, I guess this is going to be like the battle against brothers. Who was the real one? And the thing is, I think both brothers complement each other. Because this movie, Marty Supreme, very similar in style to Uncut Gems. But the thing is, I think Uncut Gems is more rounded because of the other brother. I think the other brother brings like that human connection to a movie. Mm. Where this brother brings that like intensity, like that anxiety feeling to a movie. So this one felt exactly that. It was just anxiety, but you felt no love for the characters. Because Marty Supreme is a piece of shit. But the whole movie, dude, like I was in the movie theater with a sweater, it was cold, and I was getting so nervous in the movie because so much anxiety that I was getting hot and I had to take off my sweater because it was ridiculous. I was sweating like crazy. The amount of anxiety this movie gave me. But the movie's good, but it's just like you don't root for the character, and that's what I hate so much. So I need I haven't seen Uncut Gems, but I need to watch it after watching this one, because Roberto was telling me like, yeah, it's just there's a little more to Uncut Gems, so I really want to watch that one.
Trax is in it. He's in the movie
in Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
And then what else did I do? Really haven't done much else. I still going to the gym and stuff. So, yeah. What about you?
Went to Knott's for the last time.
Well,
the Prestige Pass ends, year end. So, yeah, I went on a rainy day. It was the day after Christmas. Okay. That's when I went. Dead. But what sucks about it being dead, a lot of the places are closed. I was like, damn, because no one's there. So they just close it. And I can say, would I do the Prestige Pass again? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's cool, like, if you're on a budget for, like, food, because, you know, I don't really cook. So, like, you get, like, two meals, you know, a day. But the only thing that sucks is it's not really healthy. And, yeah. I mean, damn, I didn't go on a single ride the whole time I had a pass.
Damn, you just went there
for food. I just went there for food. I went there for food, and most of the time I was working on my script.
Okay.
Or I was reading.
You would like chill while eating food, or like you would eat food and then like chill somewhere else in the
park? So I'd get the food, and since it's Prestige, you get to go to the VIP area. So that's where I would hang out. And yeah, it's cool. I don't know if I would do it again. Maybe. It's just, I don't like waiting. I wish there was no weight limit, because then I could just get two meals and just bounce.
They should have, yeah. Yeah. Oh, the weight limit for meals, because you have to wait 2 hours or something, right? Or four hours.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I don't like. But yeah, it's dangerous, man.
It is. It is.
I even had the drink thing, and I didn't drink that much.
Yeah. So next time you do it, the pass and the prestige, and that's it.
No, the drink has to be there. Because sometimes, sometimes you got to get
just buy a drink when you get it. Like,
no, sometimes
you don't need to pay for the unlimited drink.
Oh,
package.
And I also got one funnel cake. Fine. Like, I was like, yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
Eat a funnel cake.
But I feel like my fondest memories of a funnel cake was Knott's, dude. Mm. Like, I feel like that's where I first had it. And nothing's been the same. Like, a carnival, not a carnival, but like, a fairgrounds one or Disney one, it's just not the same as a Knott's one, dude. It's just not the same. And I think it was also a specific spot that I got it from. I don't remember other spots being the same quality.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone back there in a long time.
Yeah. Would I do it again? I don't know. Almost done with two books, but only because I didn't finish these books. But once I finished them, I got two books done this year. Ha! I went to the Silent Book Club
in Fullerton.
Pop. And I'm thankful that we have a friend. His ex used to work there. Thank God she doesn't. You know who I'm talking about?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So I was like, whew, good thing she doesn't work there anymore.
That's so funny.
I want to, because they were talking about New Year's resolutions when the group, and I said, I want to start and finish The Stand. And for those who don't know, that's a Stephen King book, but it's 1,000 pages. And it's every time I look at the book, it's just like, oh man, I'll never finish it. But it's funny because I've finished November 22nd, 1963 and It. Those are both 1,000-page books. So I have read 1,000-page Stephen King books.
Have you thought of like seeing it as like multiple books? Like read 300 pages, take a break. Read 300 pages, take a break. Read through and take a break.
That's one book, man. But The Stand is a trippy book because it's too real.
Yeah.
Because it's about It's about Earth, and a flu comes and it kills 97%. So like COVID, like comes and kills 97% of the world's population.
Yeah,
that's the story to stand. And it's like one of his better books. But they've made like three movies of it, and all of them suck.
It was this before or after COVID that he wrote this book?
He wrote it way before.
Yeah, yeah.
Way before. Yeah. That, yeah. It's too. I want to start and read it, but we'll see. We'll see. And my goal is 12 books this year. One book a month.
A month, yeah.
But I got two almost down.
I mean, do they count? Because you started them in 2025.
It counts.
Leave for the last page.
But I do, I do have a TikTok on edit. Talking about my top 10 favorite books
of 2025.
Yeah. So, and the one that, I mean, number one was a book I'm not done with yet, but it's the James, the retelling of Huckleberry Finn.
James Holiday. Yeah.
They do this revelation, like a plot twist. I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming. I was like, what the hell? So I hope they make it into a movie.
Damn. And I feel like, for me, the it may be obvious to you, I don't know, but remember how you went to the Silent Book Club in Anaheim?
Mm.
And it's someone who had read tons of books, and they're like, I don't know what book you're reading.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to get comments going like, "You, what is that book? You know, one of the top 10s that you mentioned, probably.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe in TikTok, but it's funny because at the Fullerton one, mm-hmm. when I said James, they're like, oh, you should read Treat. He's written another book called Trees, and they knew what it was. They knew what it was.
I mean, like, yeah, if you're with a huge group, someone's going to at least know.
Yeah,
but a few people.
Some guy was reading The Fellowship of the Ring, Lord of the Rings. I was like, yeah.
Only because of the, it recently did, what was it, 25 years? I think it was 2 months, 1 month back, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Man, there's so many books. Not enough time. But
never enough time.
And then I actually almost beat A20 Ironclad. Dude.
That's your last
one? It was so heartbreaking. No, there's two. I'm like, I had to do The Watcher, too.
Oh, okay.
But The Watcher is easy. That's why I
So you're leaving him last, yeah.
But, dude, it was heartbreaking, dude. No amount of save scum could have done it. And it's because I picked up a fucking dumb relic. Like it. So there's this relic called Choker. And you can only do 6 cards.
Choke me, Danny.
It fucking killed me. Because so Ironclad, dude, okay, so if the cards align and the relics align, the best card to have is Corruption with Dead Branch. It fucking destroys. It's like easy mode.
Yeah.
And the problem, because like basically what happens is when a card gets exhausted, it creates a random new card.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can use that card again and it could be almost infinite. But with Choker, 6 cards, I can only play 6 cards. It killed me.
Oh, so you have a limit of how many cards you can play.
I can only play 6.
When you first mentioned it, I thought it was you can only hold 6 cards.
Mm-mm.
But no, it's you can only play 6 cards. So yeah. Even though you can keep playing, it exhausts your round and you have to just end your round early.
Yeah. And it's funny because I used to not think Corruption was that good of a card, but it was always like S tier. I'm like, let me pick this fucking up, and then it aligned with Dead Branch, and I was like, oh shit, this shit fucking destroys, dude. Yeah. So I pray every time I do a run, I get those two things.
Is there any benefit to Choker? Like, does it say like you can only do 6, but like if you
so it gives you a mana, extra mana.
Okay.
6 cards, but extra mana, but it killed me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was going well. Like, I was doing pretty good. But then good.
Once you need more rounds, you're done. Yeah. Like,
I mean, like, I think it was bad RNG, too, because, like, the cards it could have given me could have been more defensive.
So, I have a question, because I know that, like, the way the game works, it's, like, it's specific seeds. So, even though you, like, save scum, that run will, if you do the exact same run, like the exact same like nodes to fight those enemies, everything is exactly the same. Like the same cards you're drawing, the same everything you're drawing. But can you take other paths to change slightly what happens with the card draws when you reach someone like that same final boss? Because you took a different route, now like the setup is different for your cards when you first fold them out. when you first,
it'll be different.
Yeah,
you might not get that relic. You might.
I know, but like you, it's just if one ride isn't working, you gotta go a different.
But
ride
I don't
and try.
Do like seated run. Like if I fail a seat, I'm not gonna, because that's kind of cheating. Because then I know what to expect. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't mean like because you save at a point. Mm-hmm. And if you like lose, you restart on only that individual match. Huh? Okay, never mind. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking further back, but you don't do that.
Right. Yeah, I wish, you know, there's one thing I kind of wish you could do, because when you get to a shop, sometimes you don't have enough money. I wish you could sell your shit.
Oh,
to buy shit. That should be in part two.
But that, I think that's technically considered a buff, because you're able to sell one When you reach a fireplace, mm-hmm. you can either buff a card or get rid of a card,
mm-hmm.
because getting rid of stuff can be beneficial to you. If you have too many cards, mm-hmm. getting rid of cards will help you out. And you only
can't
have like,
get
the
rid
best
of
cards.
You need a relic to get rid of a card.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, at a shop you can pay to get rid of a card.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's only a one time pay, so every shop is one card, and you have to
unless you get a relic that lets you.
But the way that works is
do it once.
The relic would only do it once at every fireplace, but you have to forego the upgrade and do the card thing. That's why, like, it's a beneficial thing, so the game doesn't want to let you do it like that. Yeah,
it's hard, because like I can play normally and I could still not beat the heart.
Yeah,
so 820 is ridiculous, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. It's the hardest thing I've done in games.
Do the enemies do more damage, or yes. do they just have more health?
They have
or
more
everything?
Health, okay. More damage. There's more of them sometimes. There's more defense on some of them.
Specifically, I know when you start the game, it's always the caterpillar things.
Mm-hmm.
So in an 820, is it more than, I think it's three normally?
Well, I think in the beginning it's two, but okay. Then it can go up to three.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that game. Nah, it's cool. It's
You're
a cool
so close.
Game.
Just do this exact same run.
Whew.
I mean, like, get lucky to get that exact same run, but this time don't pick up Choker.
Yeah. I'll never pick up Choker ever again. But it's funny because it helped me. That extra mana helped me in the beginning, in the middle runs, and it killed me at the end.
But it helped you, but it wouldn't have been a killer
but, man,
in the beginning.
I, like, saved, like, all the bosses that I was killing with that run, easy. I was sweeping them, dude. God damn.
But yeah, the heart has like a shit ton of health, so you have to like, you mm-hmm. have to have more than six turns. You like, that's not going to help you out that much.
Yeah. One day.
One day. Anything else? No? Let's get into it. Let's do, I'm going to do the one that I don't know anything about. K-pop. New Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
The company that owns New Jeans kicked out one of its members, and they filed a lawsuit against the creator of New Jeans and her. And I think, I don't know, we don't know the exact details why, because it just seems so weird. I think because she was the ringleader, who did the person that they kicked out.
Mm.
She was the one that caused this debacle. But I mean, if we go rewind it back, New Jeans members were suing the company because they're saying they're being mistreated.
Mm.
The problem is, that's like the K-pop standard.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah. Like, dude, the shit they do is crazy. Like, so you have to be a certain weight. And if you're not that weight, they're like, you don't eat, you just drink ice water. Like,
if you don't, like, I feel like...
it's crazy.
If they don't see you attempting to lose that weight, they'll get rid of you.
Yeah. It's like... you're started at a young age. You don't really go to school.
Yeah.
You're trained to become this, like, dancing, singing, learn English now, because K-pop has to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just, like, you're in this, like, training camp.
And this is all groups.
And this doesn't...
In Korea.
You being in a all training K-pops. Camp doesn't... necessarily mean
success.
You're gonna or you even start as a group.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't make it. Yeah, there's a sad story of the lost member of BTS. I don't know if you've seen that documentary. There's a guy grew up, trained with them, didn't make the cut, and kicked out. And he's like, could have been, should have been, would have been. It's crazy.
And I think we should also talk about the other group, Longshot. Because this is... Longshot is... Who is it? What would the head group, the head guy be called for that group?
So the head guy used to be in a K-pop group.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in a group called 2PM, J Park. And there was old Facebook comments that came out saying, like, Korea is gay. They think I can rap. He got kicked out the group.
Right. But he also went through that process of what Koreans go to be a K-pop group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when he was going through the process, people found out those comments that he made before, right?
Well, he was already in the group.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he made those comments. They kicked him out.
Yeah.
And when he got kicked out, he went back to the States, worked as a mechanic. And he uploaded a video of a cover of a Bruno Mars song.
Mm-hmm.
Another K-pop company picked him up as a solo artist, and he thrived, did well, and then now he's the CEO, and he created this group.
But this is outside of Korea.
No, this is in Korea.
In Korea.
Yeah. So he created this group, and he's kind of changing the way, I guess, the K-pop industry is. Because, like, he was, like, saying, like, this doesn't happen. Like, his group, the Longshot group, they make fun of him.
Yeah.
And he says... He's like, you don't make fun of your CEO.
Yeah.
That's very, like, very disrespectful. But he's like, I'm not like the other CEOs.
Because he didn't even make fun of the CEO. He just made fun of, like, specifically how everything handles. And he got kicked out of K-pop in the beginning.
Yeah. So they're really cool. That group is cool with Jay Park. And they're doing well. They have a singer. He's amazing. I think he's like 16 or 18. He's amazing, dude.
But then, so Jay Park isn't setting, like, those standard rules where, like, they have to be a certain weight, they have to be a certain height.
You can't, like, date.
Yeah, yeah, you can't, like, yeah, it's in Korea, you're, like, K-pop singers are not allowed to date. They're not, I mean, like, even secretly, you're not allowed to do anything because if you're caught, it's game over for you. So, and then that's something that Jay Park is getting rid of. So, I don't know if it's going to be, I hope he's successful enough to kind of change things around, but... I don't know. I know Korea is very set in its ways, so it might be a very hard thing to break.
Yeah. It's crazy. Dude, there was this one CEO. So this guy named YG, he was in the first original K-pop band. Like, he became CEO. He's created a lot of great groups, but dude, he like groomed one of the girls at a young age.
Yeah.
Like when she was a little girl, he married her. It's just weird. Yeah, it's so... crazy, dude.
That's weird, yeah.
Woody Allen, dude.
I know. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We had, I guess for me, it's the PS5. The boot ROM keys were leaked for the PS5. So this is a hardware level security that allows hackers to get into the systems and eventually create homebrews or just hack the system in general. So you can start doing homebrews where the menu will look different. It'll you can have it to where it doesn't do the security check to make sure like it's an actual disc playing. So you can now essentially burn discs and play those discs. But the boot keys are something that's part of the system and cannot be changed. So by all technical sense, there's no way to patch this. So the fact that these are leaked now is just going to be time before people figure out these exploits, show people how to get those exploits into their system, and then people will be able to use their PS5s as like homebrew systems, like consoles that are no longer PS5s. It's just a PS5, and it's whatever they want it to have. So it's a pretty big step for people that generally hack, because I've hacked my PSP. And so now I can play downloaded versions of those games. You know, I don't have to worry about it. I don't really touch it anymore, but that's something that it's going to be possible with the PS5. And that's like a new system. Like that's our current system right now. So that's kind of crazy. And I think the news is going to get, I mean, the news is already out there, but I think it's the exploits are going to get huge and it's going to become a big scene for hackers and stuff. So that's exciting.
Maybe I should do it because you know what? I still haven't turned on my. I still haven't That's used crazy. My PS5, man.
I'll tell you a story. I bought off of someone, Xbox 360. Was it? It was in perfect working condition. I got it. Never turned it on. I think I probably sat on it for like 4 months, 5 months. And during those 5 months, I like got some information on how to hack my system so I can play burned copies of games. Because I never bought into a PS or Xbox, so I didn't have any games. So I just wanted to like burn them and stuff. I hacked it the next day, dude. News that like every console was banned that was hacked. And I was like, okay, I have not got online. I removed the hack, went online, banned immediately. I was like, God damn it, dude. So I waited 5 months, finally hacked it, and got banned immediately. So that sucked. Never touched that system again.
I was thinking, damn, Microsoft dropped the ball, man. It's like, think about it, like, Nintendo ruled the world for a couple times in the gaming industry. Then it was,
I mean, Xbox for
PlayStation
like
a little bit, and then
Xbox for a while,
360
for like months. I would say not even a full year.
And then PlayStation took it.
Yeah. But for the longest time, dude, was it PS3? The joke was PS5 or PS3 has no games or PlayStation has no games, you know? But I think for PlayStation, it took time for the ball to roll and then it took off. But yeah, they had games that were taking advantage of how good the hardware was, but that was it. It was kind of like a cutscene movie. With actions in it. I remember getting Heavenly Sword, one of the first games that came out for PS3, and I was like, dude, this looks amazing. But it was literally just a movie that I would watch for 30 minutes and play for like 10 seconds, and then watch 30 minutes, play 10 seconds.
I wonder if when, not the Xbox 360, but the one after that, the X or S or whatever it was, if that had backwards, if they announced a backwards compatibility, I wonder how it would have turned differently. That always is a big what if for me. Like, because I don't think people would have jumped ship. No one had backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been interesting. Should have, could have, would have. Microsoft, you dead, man.
But that's one thing I hate about PlayStation, because PlayStation, they promised backwards compatibility. They had it on the original PS3s, and then they took it off because they blamed the backwards compatibility, like, updates were bricking the system or whatever. You're getting the, like, the yellow light of death.
Well, I'm talking about, like, the following. Because if you remember, like, so Xbox, what I remember was Xbox 360 was winning.
Mm-hmm.
PS3 was not winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next generation came. Both companies said no backwards compatibility. Yeah. I wonder if Xbox
would have kept
said
it?
Backwards compat. I wonder how things would have turned out.
Because
a lot of people from Xbox 360 moved to PlayStation.
Right, right. They're like, PS4. No one's going to have backwards compatibility. Just go to PlayStation.
Yeah, because at that time, I don't think you had to pay to play PS4.
Yeah.
But then they eventually added it. Yeah.
But yeah, PlayStation always had that like mindset of no backwards compatibility. They tried to put the fault on like the reason why this is happening, like our systems are breaking, is because of the backwards compatibility. So they released new consoles, new versions of the PS3, no more backwards compatibility, and they've never looked back on that. And people have still like gave them a lot of money. And I feel like, because the thing is, when you want to play an old game, you have to download the digital version and you have to pay for it. It's like not free. Like even if you have the game, they're not giving you a free version of that game. You have to buy it. And I remember looking at, I wanted to play Final Fantasy VII. Shit was like $25. I was like, this is an old ass game. It should be like $7, I guess, on sale, maybe under $10. Like, but no, they're like $25 for that goddamn game. I remember I was like, I'm not going to buy it. And then I think it went on sale for $7 and I ended up buying it.
What's crazy is, dang, I'm gonna bring this up. I'm not going to name the guy's name, but dude, I know a dude that is so hardcore Xbox. He's still on Microsoft Xbox. And I'm just like, damn, as a gamer, you're limited. You're like, damn, you're limiting yourself. No. But it's funny because I actually fought against him on Fortnite and I killed him. I was like, oh shit. Like, because it was Foley. He's like, oh yeah, his damn fuck. Blah 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 got me. I was like, wait, what was his name again? This is blah blah. It was a screening from Microsoft. I was like, oh shit. I was like, I know that dude. And a fucking I was like, oh, I got a style on this fool, dude.
But, are you mad because he's styling?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I want to say, dude, I fought against you, man.
But yeah, I don't know. I've not used my PS5 in a long time now. So I think I'd be down if something comes out. I'm down to homebrew my PS5. See what I can do with it.
I still wouldn't do it. It's just there's still I'm still like that risk.
I mean,
getting banned.
What, like next year? I think the PS6 is rumored to be released, and we'll see.
Shit.
We'll see if we get any news this year for it.
Insane. This PS5 was unnecessary.
For you, is not necessary.
Yeah. I mean, name a game that from the PS5 that's like, oh shit,
Bloodborne. The PS5 download. Shit. All right, let's move on. So next up, FaZe Clan. They broke up.
Phase up.
I'm so
trying to get in, dude.
I guess what was happening was, what's his name? FaZe
Banks.
Banks had a streamer house that he was paying for, and he was not collecting money from anyone in that house. So that this was Lucy, FaZe Adept.
Jason Nguyen.
Yeah. Jason is like a lot newer, but yeah, all these guys. And then at some point, from my understanding is he asked like, hey, I need to start collecting. And everyone was like, no, we've never paid or whatever. And so
that's not what I heard.
Okay.
I don't know why they broke up, but FaZe Banks left 2 months before the other guys left. So he was gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they broke up. Well, I'm going to find out why they broke.
Let's do it. I'll edit this. So don't worry.
The power of AI. Just poor management decisions. They've lost lots of money.
Yeah. FaZe Bank specifically.
They let go many of the members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, FaZe Bank's distanced himself before this. So it's just, they were just losing a shit ton of money. And so I think they tried to negotiate the contract. The original contracts was 20% and they didn't want to pay.
Yeah.
And so they all left.
Yeah. But then there's a video of Lucy looking up the cost of like a streamer house essentially, and it was like $18,000 a month. And he's like, I'm not going to pay that. That's insane. And I think the realization of like, okay, it was a lot of money.
Oh, it's a side note. I should have talked about Hamlins came back.
Oh.
It's streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking killing it, dude.
Yeah?
Killing it. And it was funny because they...
He was Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a streamer house too. They left TSM. They made their own thing called Energy.
Yeah.
And then that dissipated.
That's literally just three letters, NRG.
Yeah. Okay. And then they were talking about, hey, what happened to Daquan? And he's like, oh, Daquan, he's doing well. Like, he lives next to me. He has a house and he's bought two other houses and he lets his friends live there. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So yeah, he's just living his life. But yeah, Hamlet's is killing it, dude. Streamed with Peanut.
Damn.
Burnt Peanut. It's funny because like Hamlet's went all crazy and he just kept on saying the N-word. And Peanut's like, you see Peanut go, wait, did you just... He's like, Peanut, I'm black. He's like, oh, you're black? I didn't know you're black.
I think I just saw that clip. I didn't realize it was Hamlin.
Yeah, but yeah. FaZe Clan no more. They just... burning their money.
Do you think like specific, because I feel at least for the streams I follow, kind of, I mean, it comes up on my For You page, but it's Lucy, Jason Nguyen, FaZe Adept. Do you think they're not longer FaZe anything, but do you think they'll start a new group?
I don't know.
I feel like that'd be like the cool thing to do is like kind of band together and start your own group just so they can help each other out again.
Yeah. It's just, I don't, to me, like, streamer houses don't really do well. Like, with the except, the only thing one I could, I mean, there's always controversies, but I think Offline is the one that's doing all right.
Yeah. But I think Offline's in this, like, a similar boat where I think it's one individual that covers everything. And because the idea is like a streaming house's idea is like you want to help promote these people, but you don't want to take away their whole like livelihood, like the expenses and everything, you know? So you're trying to help them in some way. But I think it just, once all of them are successful, like you can't really update the contract. You can't just be like, oh, now that you're making so much more, now I'm going to take so much more, you know? So it just kind of rolls that way. And then it gets awkward to talk to them about like, hey, now that you're making more money, I'm going to be taking more money. So I don't know. I think it's the same thing.
I mean, Hamlin's is talking about TSM and how bad it was, like the rules. Yeah. It was like a K-pop rule. He's like, dude, because Hamlin's and Myth were both on TSM. They were both streaming together. He's like, remember that rule? We couldn't bring girls to the house. He's like, yeah, man. You couldn't bring your sister to the house, man. What the fuck? Like, Hamlin's going crazy.
I mean, it could lead to problems. I completely understand that. You
I don't know. If I made a streamer house, I would be like, you can bring as many girls as you want. They got to sign an NDA.
They can't talk about anything at this.
They got to sign an NDA. You can do whatever the fuck you want. They got to sign an NDA.
What happens in the streamer house stays in the streamer house.
Shit. Fuck, man.
That's so funny. And then the last thing we have is NVIDIA and the CES keynotes they announced. So there's four major things they talked about. Do you want to mention them and then talk about it? Or do you want me to mention all of them at the same time?
I mean, I only want to mention, I guess, two of them.
One of them being the... Okay, I'm just going to say it out loud, and then we can talk about this, the ones you want. So they announced Alfa Romeo, which is the autonomous car that they want. They have robots with a very, very unfortunate name, Siemens.
Mm.
I don't know why. I don't know why anyone. It's Siemens.
That's so weird because you know what? There's a company called Siemens. So it just like it trips me out that they named it Siemens. There's already a company with that same exact spelling.
I wonder if it has to do with like what? Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, there's a company called Siemens.
What I wanted to mention is I wonder if it's has anything that like. Similar with the like word Homo sapien or something, where it's trying to they're trying to like combine the word human with like robot or something, humans with robots or something. All right, let's see. So there was that one. So there's Alfa Romeo, Siemens. There's Vera Rubin, which is I believe the new AI that they're announcing. They showcased a huge network of graphics cards. It says like this is one unit for it or whatever. And then they have a new chipset called Bluefield 4. And I'm assuming you want to talk about Alfa Romeo and the AI?
Siemens.
Yes. Damn.
Robot assistant. I need a robot assistant.
Well, it's not the assistant whatchamacallit.
It's like a Wall-E type of.
Yeah, it's Wall-E, which I don't know. I mean, depending on how they do the arms, it can be helpful. But the what was it? The Tesla ones were a little more obviously like human-like, so it seemed like more viable, more capable. But what did you want to talk about on those?
Alfa Romeo and Siemens, because I mean, I know it's like more like a Wall-E type. Siemens more like a Wall-E type, but it's the prototype.
Yeah.
Of what I want.
Well, let's break it down. So for Alfa Romeo. Well, specifically, like, what are you hoping for? Like, just full autonomous driving?
I mean, I want the option. If I want to drive, I can drive. But full autonomous, where you could just, you don't have to pay attention. And I know it's going to be expensive. It's partnership with Mercedes. So, and also, it might not even be electric because it's with Mercedes. They never specify. It just said full autonomous. It could be a gasoline. I want an electric autonomous vehicle, and that's
I don't think I ever want it. So unless there's a moment where I can take less than 5 minutes to fully charge my car from like you know under 5% to max, I do want the option to have gas in case I need like a quick solution to something. You know, if I'm like almost out of battery, I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't want to wait the 20 to 30 minutes to charge my car like to 80%. I need this shit done right now. So just spend 5 minutes to fill your gas and bounce. So I want that option. I don't want to ever be stuck with like, oh shoot, I have no battery. I got to wait 30 minutes minimum. The other thing is the only thing I'm looking forward to is the best part of iRobot, where it's all the cars moving at like super fast speeds, but because it's all AI, they all talk to each other. It's like it knows when a car's going to stop so they can stop too. So there's like no accidents. Obviously there's accidents in the movie because robots are going haywire, but that idea of you being able to go as fast as you can. So like no more, the idea of traffic, no more.
Yes.
The idea of like slowing down, no more. So it's just like, if you need to go somewhere, it's at the fastest speed you can get there, and it's always going to be, you know, 10 to 20 minutes out or whatever. No more worries about high-end traffic and stuff. Because the issue is just, like, traffic flows really fast, and then someone at the end of that traffic is moving slow, so everyone has to slow down. It causes, it just causes that jam.
Mm-hmm.
So as everyone moves fast, we get there faster. That's all I'm looking forward to. But that is very, very far. I don't think that'll see that in my lifetime. Or I'll be fucking on my deathbed when that shit happens. I think that's really,
you can be a robot.
I mean, I'm still open to the idea of putting my brain into a computer, like in San Junipero.
The thing about I kind of want to go to CES again. I've been there once, and there's so much. Like, what's mind-boggling about CES to me is, like, everything that I saw there, that product will never come out.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, these are all like prototypes, man, that might never, ever, ever come out. And yeah, now it would be kind of cool to go. Like,
yeah.
Just to see.
I feel like if, unless that product breaks into the commercial market, like it won't really see. It's just like an idea, and that's what it's going to be.
Some cool products that I saw when I went was, so this was when drones were like really huge. But it was a drone for like water. And I was like, "Dad, this is fucking cool, dude." And you know, they're showing me. I'm like, "Dad, this is never gonna come out."
But fishermen's,
but yeah,
are gonna want it.
And the second thing is, what he talks about, NVIDIA, dude, you have no idea what they're working on. It's like I was reading a book called, you know, like to invest in the stock market. They're doing shit that is fucking, they're doing shit like, so when Jim Cramer went to NVIDIA, they're showing him like a car that was, so he already knew about the self-driving car, but the car, they're testing it on black ice.
Yeah.
Cause you know, most fatalities come from black ice. People can't control the car. The AI would,
yeah, it just knows,
compensates. And then,
yeah,
I was like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
Damn.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Like, it's, he said, that's only scratching. There was a lot of shit he couldn't talk about.
Yeah.
But that guy is not telling the whole story.
Because I'm pretty sure he's seen things that he has essentially like NDA on, and he can't talk about that shit.
I'm most excited. I think we're almost there. We're not there yet, but wearable tech, which instant translation anywhere in the world. But we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But we're almost there.
I think that the issue is the way internet work, like how fast connectivity works with like something connecting to like a wireless spot or a Wi-Fi spot or satellites or something. Cause it you say something and the thing has got a process, but I think the issue is that connection. It's not fast enough. So unless we can have a memory that's big enough to store AI on the unit itself, it won't be instantaneous for a while. I think that's like the only.
It'll get rid of translators. Oof, there's a fucking job sector that goes away,
which is scary. Yeah,
I mean, you know what? Technically, can go away. I think they still use them. Those people who type in courts.
Oh,
those, because technically the voice recognition of speech is pretty damn good.
But like I think there's still it could still mess up, and that's why it's not completely there yet. You know, sometimes I talk to my phone and it gets it like 90% of the time, but there's sometimes it's grabbing the wrong word, you know, where I meant to say there as in like the destination rather than like possession.
I think it's gonna ramp up like crazy. Will Smith spaghetti video to now, dude. It's gonna ramp up. You will be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You'll be like, whoa. And I'm invested in the stock. Let's go, baby. Let's go to the moon, baby.
I have things to talk about after the podcast.
Stock.
But I'm gonna talk about real quick things I'm looking forward to in 2026, game related wise. There's four main things. I'm sure there's be more as time goes on, but for right now, there's Control Resonant, which was the Control franchise. There was Dust Bloods.
Yeah, my number one.
Yeah, there is Mouse PI for Hire. That's the
cartoonish
first person shooter, Mickey Mouse type looking one. That one looks cool. And then there's a new one that's like a top down survival called End of Abyss. And the enemies that it shows in the trailer look like the there was an IMA bit event where they sold a special edition of this game, and it was a blob with arms and legs coming out of it. What was the game called? It was that fucked up game
for the makers of Limbo.
Yes.
Fuck, I forgot the name.
So there's an enemy that looks like that, and it like the character shoots the creature, and it like splits up, and it keeps splitting up and stuff. But it looks pretty cool, and it's a top down survival horror, so it's kind of a style that I do enjoy. So I'm looking forward to that one as well. Those are the ones that we've heard of so far, and then obviously GTA 6.
Oh yeah, fuck. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a $100 game. I'm telling you right now, dude.
You think so? You think that was the sole reason why they pushed it?
Would you buy it for $100?
Hell yeah.
See? The easy. That's the reason why.
But the thing is, they have a reputation of like, I'm going to get that money's worth. You know, it's not a fear of like, am I going to get that money's worth? No. It's like, I know guaranteed I'm getting like $200 worth of game. Like, that I'm going to play that shit for well over fucking 100 hours, you know? So I'm fine with it. But it does get to a point where, like, even though I'm willing to pay, like, I think it's $200 worth of content, I'm not going to be willing to pay $200, you know? There's a limit to that.
What if they wouldn't do this? It would be crazy.
DLC?
They made it free, but, like, just crazy cosmetics.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. It's going to be paid and crazy cosmetics, dude. Because people are willing to pay no matter what. If anything, like, they can get away with, like, a $60 game and crazy cosmetics, or $40 and crazy cosmetics. But yeah, they can charge fucking $70 for the game and then still charge cosmetics. Which, I mean, it's possible, because that's one of the biggest things that their online stuff did. It was the customization of your character and the customizations of all the cars you had, you know? So, yeah.
One movie I'm looking forward to is like the Project Hail Mary. Like, fuck.
Dude. When is release on that one? March?
March.
Yeah.
Woo! Dude, time flies, man. It'll be March like that, dude. It's already like...
We'll have another podcast, but at the end of the month, I have another tattoo session. So, looking forward to that.
It's Project Hail Mary? Man, that was my favorite book of 2024, man. Yeah? Like... when I was reading that, but I hated... I want to say hate. Hate's a bad word. I didn't like the book. Read the last chapter. Oh, this shit is fucking fantastic, dude.
It, like, does it tie it all together, or was it worth it at the end?
It was worth it.
Okay.
I have this high expectation to the movie. Like, I hope they don't fuck up the ending. Like, there's a way, like, they need to make the ending reveal, like, you're not sure what's happening. And then at the end, you're like, oh, shit.
It just clicks.
They need to do it like that.
I need to read the book to see what you're talking about.
You know what's crazy? I'm the minority, man. People love the book from beginning to fucking...
I know, like, your point, like, not your point of view, but, like, I know that you generally didn't care for, like, the whole story, and then at the very end is where it's like, whoa.
There's a twist in the book. I was like, it's not that crazy. But there's this gangster-ass fucking moment. Because, you know, the Earth's dying, and... There's this lady, she's more powerful than a president, pretty much. She controls everything. Whatever she says, it goes anywhere. And something happens. She's like, Do you know what, like, she's like, do you know who you're talking to? I was like, fuck. Everyone just stands up, salutes. I was like, fuck, dude, that's gangster, dude. She, so I hope she does a good job, like, because she's gangster, dude. She's like a, I think she's a scientist, and she, but whatever she says goes, because it's the fate of the earth.
Yeah.
So, like, man, it's good. Ryan Gosling, let's not fuck it up. Damn. Is it better than The Martian? The book, yeah. It's Project Hail Mary is better than The Martian.
But is the movie better than The Martian? Movie. We'll find out.
Yeah, I'm looking fucking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to Netflix and Warner Brothers happening, dude. Let's go. Let's make that stock price go up, baby. Let's make it go up.
All right, we'll find out after the podcast. So thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys later. Peace.